Hello, Blind Cult Tech listeners, this is Chris Gilland. I thought I would put together another review for you guys and just kind of show you one of the major improvements that has come out in the new JAWS 10.0 Beta 2. I know that a couple of people have done reviews, trying to remember. I'm sorry I can't address you guys personally by names. I don't completely remember who all did the reviews, but I know that there was a review that was done probably about a month or two ago on JAWS 10.0 in general. Now, granted, that was on the first beta release that came out. And then there was a review that was done on JAWS Tandem, which I have not listened to yet. I do have it in the queue to be downloaded. You guys need to excuse me, please, because believe it or not, I have just woken up and my voice thus is a little bit birdy right now, so please try to bear with me, if you don't mind. Hopefully, as the review continues, it'll get better, but I can't make you that promise. But we'll do what we gotta do. In any rate, one of the major improvements that they have done, now this did not come out until the most recent beta of JAWS 10. So basically, in other words, The first JAWS 10 beta did not have this functionality. Of course, neither did the first beta have JAWS Tandem. But if you've got the version of JAWS that has JAWS Tandem, let's put it that way. I'm talking about the version that was released just in basically at the end of September. Then you should be fine. Freedom Scientific has now gotten it implemented, believe it or not. And I, to be honest with you, I have to give them a lot of credit for this, because this is something that a lot of you, including especially, I know, at least myself, have been waiting on for, literally speaking, years upon years upon years. I'll never forget in 2004, when I first even found out about this, it was so inaccessible, and then things just kind of progressed and progressed, and nothing was ever done on the Windows side of it. And then all of a sudden, this JAWS 10 Beta 2 comes out, full support, and I'm going, holy cow! And so, where we stand right now, the new JAWS version 10 Beta 2, along with the latest build of iTunes, so basically iTunes version 8, it really doesn't matter what build, just as long as it's at least 8.0. I know right now they're out to version 8.0.1, which, by the way, is the version that I would highly suggest that everybody download and install. At any rate, iTunes version 8.0.1 is now pretty much fully supported by JAWS. There are some parts of iTunes that are a little rough still. For example, going into the iTunes store and doing some things in there. For the most part, it works quite decently. And for the most part, I've been able to do pretty much everything that I would ever really need to do. I have been able to purchase movies, I have been able to purchase songs, I have been able to purchase full-length albums. For the most part, it works pretty well. Now, before I continue, I do need to say one thing, and that is that we are not using Brian Hartgen's scripts right now, JTunes, I think they're called, from TNT Consultancies. Nor are we using the scripts that are built into Window Eyes version 7. This is strictly JAWS for Windows This is just install the public beta 2, and basically then just straight out of the box, you're going to have this functionality. Now, having said that, there is a .jcf configuration file that you can actually load into your My Settings directory in JAWS 9.0. That JCF file is readily freely available up on the Freedom Scientific website. Not exactly sure how to get to it off the top of my head. I know that if you go to the JAWS 10.0 beta page off of the Freedom Scientific website, you can get to the file off of that page. That I can definitely tell you. Like I said, it's been a week or two since I went up there and actually downloaded it. But at any rate, I have found, on my end at least, that with 10.0, which is what I pretty much exclusively use right now, I have found that it tends to work very, 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 very exceptionally well. I mean, you can browse your library, you can import stuff into your library just fine. You can import CDs into your library just fine. You can burn CDs from a playlist. I've been able to sync my iPod shuffle that I've got just perfectly fine. And in fact, I'll be perfectly honest with you guys. I have been enjoying the accessibility so much in iTunes that I actually went at the first of this month and I bought me one of the new iPod Nanos that have the self-voicing menus, because apparently if you're using a Mac with VoiceOver, you can obviously dump down your, like if you're using Leopard, for example, you can obviously download, not really download, but rather you can sync your VoiceOver speech, be it if you're using Fred, be it if you're using Alex, which is the default. Whatever, you can actually sync that down to your iPod. And there's another review that's been put up as far as demonstrating the new iPod and how it speaks and whatnot. And I'm not really 100% certain where that review is. Perhaps you BCT members can talk amongst yourselves and try to figure that out. But I have heard, supposedly, that it works quite well. I've never really heard the demo, so I can't really vouch for whether it works that well or not, but from what people have told me, it works just absolutely outstandingly. But what I've got right now, however, is I've just got a 1 gig iPod Shuffle, and it's the really newer shuffle. It's the one that actually works like a clothespin kind of clip that you can just kind of clip onto the collar of your shirt and whatnot. And it might only be a gig, but, you know, I'm going to be upgrading in about 2 or 3 days once my new iPod gets here. But the one I've got right now, I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, it certainly does the trick. It certainly works. And so I'm not going to complain. At any rate, I figured I would give you a little demonstration of iTunes with JAWS 10 and just kind of briefly take you through and show you as best that I can. Again, I've only been playing with this for about a week now, pretty much since iTunes and JAWS started being supported together. And so I'm going to show you what I can. I have progressed pretty far with it, so I know quite a bit, but again, there are some places in iTunes which I don't know if I'll be able to demonstrate or not. I'll try, but I make no guarantee. One, it's going to depend on time. Two, it's going to depend on whether I'm able to create a scenario where I can show you. So I'm just going to tell you up front that I make no guarantee that we'll hit one of those situations, but if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, I'm running, like I said, iTunes 8.0.1 on this computer, which is currently running Windows XP SP2, Home Edition, mind you. Not that that really matters. If you're running Pro, that's not a big deal. Windows Vista users, by the way, as far as I know, should be able to access iTunes 8 just fine as well. So if you're a Vista user, don't panic, don't fret. You still should get pretty much all the same access that I'm getting. So, okay. I'm going to go ahead and go to my Start menu. And I do have my Sound Blaster set up to what you hear, so that should be good. You should be able to hear my speech just fine. So, let's get to it. I'm going to go to my Start menu.
Start menu, IBM Software eWallet.
That's a program, actually, that I do want to demonstrate for you guys a little bit later, that eWallet. Really cool program that I found out about, but that's for a different review altogether. But I do want to demonstrate that for you guys later, so just be on the lookout. I may put together a review on that here within the next couple of days. Anyways, all right, I'm going to hit P for programs.
Program submenu, accessory submenu.
Okay. Now I'm going to up arrow until we get to iTunes.
iTunes submenu.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and right arrow to get into the submenu.
About iTunes.
And I'm going to go down.
iTunes.
And there it is, iTunes. Now I'm going to go ahead and press enter on this.
Leaving menus.
Now, I have quite a few songs in my library, so this, to load my whole library, this could take a minute, but slowly but surely and patiently enough, iTunes should come up, and once it does, we'll kind of talk for a little bit about how some of this is going to work.
iTunes, music.
Okay. So, we're in iTunes right now, as you just heard. It said iTunes Music. Now, a couple of things. before we really get started with this, you may have heard something to the effect of sources, sources, list tree view or something, music. If you heard something to that effect, what's happening is I have my JAWS set up to advanced verbosity, and I have found that in the advanced verbosity, for whatever reason, it doesn't quite read this window the greatest. Now, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't read. It just be aware that some of your controls, the labels for them, may not necessarily read. You may just kind of have to know what they are. But at any rate, what's going to happen is, okay, first of all, I'm going to hit my Alt key just by itself to go to the menu bar, because what I want to basically prove to you,
menu bar file,
is that the menu bar reads, unlike before.
Edit. View. Controls. Store. Advanced. Help.
So as you can see,
leaving menus, music.
Okay, and I just hit escape to get out of there. So as you can hear, the menu bar is pretty well reading fantastically now. Let me go, for example, let me go to my file menu.
Menu bar, file, context menu, new playlist, control plus N.
Some of these controls are classed a little bit weird. By classed, I just mean, for example, this is classed more as a context menu than it is a menu. And that's the reason you're hearing quote-unquote context menu instead of menu bar. It's a little weird, but once you get used to it, there's really not that much to really worry about, because it is still just a standard menu. I mean, because watch, let me down arrow.
New playlist from selection, control plus shift plus N unavailable.
See?
New playlist folder. New smart playlist, control plus alt plus N.
That's a good thing to know.
Edit smart playlist unavailable. Close window, control plus W. Add file to library, control plus add folder to library.
So as you can see, I'm going to get out of here.
Menu bar. Leaving menu.
Okay, there we go. So as you can see, the menus pretty well read perfectly. Sometimes this will work and sometimes it won't, so don't ever really count on this keystroke as being reliable. But I'm going to do an insert page down to read the status line.
15,818 songs, 37,01, 35,56 total time.
So it's not really doing the greatest at reading that, but it did tell us we had, what was it, like
15,818
songs. So as you can see, so, I've got a pretty big library here. That takes up
15,818 songs, 3701-3556 total time, 61.57 GB.
Yeah, 61.57 gigs. So as you can see, and again, as I just said, don't count on that keystroke always working. Sometimes it can be a little sloppy. Another thing I'm going to tell you too is, just before we get going with this, you really don't want to use your JAWS cursor anymore in this application than you absolutely, absolutely, absolutely must. Because if you do, it's going to, again, be really sloppy and really messy. So be aware. Now let's kind of talk for a minute about what we got here. Right now we are in what is called the source list. Basically what you have is the top of the screen has, you know, obviously your title bar, and then right below that is your menu bar where you have, you know, your file, edit, view, controls, etc. Below that you have a toolbar, I believe, if memory serves me correctly. That toolbar is not going to really read with JAWS. That basically just has stuff in it like your, like, play, previous, next, eject, you know, things like that. I mean, some of those buttons might read, some of them might not, but there's definitely alternative ways of doing things which work fantastically well, and I'll show you as we progress kind of how that works. But at any rate, on the left side of the screen, right below that, on the top left side of the screen, I should probably more properly say, you have a tree view, which goes down, which is basically called your source list, or as some people would say, your sources list. Basically, what this is, if you think about like a stereo system, where you have a source button that you push, you can go, for example, in this particular source list in iTunes, for example, you can go between like music, podcasts, movies, TV shows, audiobooks, and you can actually go into the preferences of iTunes and hide basically any of these sources that you don't want to see. I've actually done that with a couple of things. For example, I think I might have hidden, well, for example, there's one thing in here called Party Shuffle, which doesn't really work the greatest with JAWS. I mean, it kind of does, but not really. And so I've pretty well hidden that. Let me just, for example, I'm on music right now.
Music 2 of 26.
See, now if you're wondering why that's saying 2 of 26, if I up arrow, you're not going to hear anything. See, the reason for that is because basically what's going on is, above your, where you have music, basically right now you're at a level 2 is what you're at. Well, actually you're at a heading level 1, basically, because what's, and I shouldn't really even say heading, you're at a, what am I trying to say? You're at a tree view, basically, at, like I said before, you're basically at a level 1, because what's happened is the level 0 up at the very, very top basically just says library, and you really can't get up there with the JAWS cursor or the PC cursor, and really, to be honest with you, there's really no reason why you would need to anyway, because there's really nothing up there anyway. I mean, all it is just the top of your tree. So really, to be honest with you, that can be a little bit misleading, but once you've gotten the hang of it, it's really not that bad. But at any rate, the second option, which is where you're going to land the first time you launch iTunes, and I say the first time you launch iTunes because whatever the last source was that you were currently on when you close iTunes, that's the source you're going to land on the next time you open up iTunes. So be aware. I don't remember off the top of my head if it's that way on the Mac, but I know at least in Windows that's how it works. So anyway, getting back to what I was saying, though, before I got off on that little bit of explanation. Right now we're on music. Now watch. Watch this. I'm going to down arrow.
Movies.
Okay. See? So now we're on movies. This is where basically all of your movies that you bought and off the iTunes store will be placed. Okay, I'm going to down arrow again.
TV shows.
TV shows, again. That's like if you bought any TV shows off the iTunes store, which I have, by the way. I'll take you maybe later in there. We'll have to see.
Podcasts.
Okay, there's your podcast. And again, any of these can be hidden in your preferences, which I'll take you to later. But
audiobooks.
Audiobooks. So if you bought any audiobooks from the iTunes store or from Audible or whatnot, you can go in here and get them.
Radio.
Okay, there's radio. So you basically have iTunes Radio. Yes, that is perfectly accessible. I will show you guys later how that works. It's really kind of cool.
iTunes Store.
Okay, there's your iTunes Store. Now, briefly, you're going to hear a little boom kind of sound, probably. Yep, did you hear that? That's pretty much just telling us that the iTunes Store is loaded. I'm not going to take you into the store right now. I am, but not yet. There's a lot of things I want to cover before we get to that point.
Purchased.
Okay.
iTunes dialog. Items purchased from the iTunes Store are automatically added to this playlist. If you delete items from this playlist, they still remain in your iTunes library. Okay button.
Oh.
Okay button. Do not show his message. Checked.
Let me check that.
Okay button.
Tab.
iTunes.
That. Okay. That was because I had not gone into that playlist before, and so it was popping that up, just telling me. Let me down arrow.
Playlists open.
Okay. So.
Restore playlist 2008.
Now, that's because there was a playlist that I backed up off my other computer, actually off my Mac computer, and then I basically brought it over here and restored it. And so it basically made a... Excuse me. It basically made a restored playlist.
90s music.
That is actually a smart playlist that was created. I'll talk to you a little later about smart playlists versus just regular playlists. But as you can see, your different sources are reading. Now, unfortunately, one thing about iTunes that I've found and I do not like is the fact that you cannot press home, end, page up, or page down. Any of those four keys are not going to get you anywhere. So what I'm going to do is just tap the letters M-U really fast.
Movies.
And shoot, let me see.
Music.
There it goes. Sorry about that. So, basically, where we stand right now, I'm back up in the music.
Music 2 of 26.
See, I'm back up at music in my sources list. Now, so that's kind of in a nutshell for you how your sources list works. All of your playlists will be over there. All of your, if you put a CD in your CD drive, it'll mount it over here on your sources list. If you plug an iPod in, it'll mount it over here on your source list. So basically, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is get to know your sources list really well, because you're going to definitely be using it quite frequently. Now, I'm going to tab one time.
Edit.
Now you're in an edit field. I'm going to talk to you a little bit later about what that edit field does, but for right now, just know it's there and know that it's vitally important that you know it's there. the reason I want to take you there later is because when you first get into iTunes, iTunes 8 does something kind of funky that I really frankly like in some very rare instances, but I did say rare. And really, there's only really one scenario that I can think of where I personally really like this. So, if you tab again...
List box.
Now, you're probably not going to hear list box. You're probably going to hear something about a tree view or something here. The reason is because, let me show you, if you tab again past that list view or that tree view or whatever...
Play button.
Now, I'm going to keep tabbing. I have my reasons.
Volume left, right, slider, 100%.
So, your volume control is perfectly accessible, by the way. Again, you can't use page up, page down, home, or end. You have to use left and right arrow keys, but...
Text list button.
Now, here's what I wanted to show you. You have several buttons here. You have text list.
Grid button.
Grid button.
Cover flow button.
Cover flow.
New playlist button.
And, well, really, just those three. Let's not worry about the new playlist. So, basically,
cover flow, button,
cover flow
grid, button,
grid
text list button,
and text list. What you want to do is tab to that text button,
text list button,
that text list button, and hit your space bar on that. Don't hit the enter key. You know, you definitely, I tell people quite frequently, you need to listen to what I'm saying. Do not get ahead of me here. I have my reasons for saying, I know that in most cases you can press the enter key on buttons, but I'm telling you right now, if you do that in iTunes and you don't listen to what I'm telling you, you're going to really mess yourself up. So I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to be rude, but in all due respect, don't come crying to me wanting tech support if you file this up because you don't listen to what I'm telling you. So, again, I know that that comment that I just made sounds very rude. I'm telling you up front, I am not meaning for it to sound rude. I'm not meaning to be disrespectful about that. But when I sat here and I told you flat out what to do and you don't do what I say, that's really no excuse for me to be giving you tech support. Because you followed up, then when I strictly documented how to do it, you know. So, anyway, enough on that comment. At any rate, what you want to do is you want to hit the space bar on this text list button. Now, you're probably going to have to do this in just about every source that you go into. You're going to have to switch it from grid over to list. Now, there are times when grid will be useful, but I'll cover that later. Once you've set it and you've hit the space bar on grid, excuse me, let me try that again, not on grid. Once you've hit the space bar, rather, on text list, pardon me, that's going to get you to your text list. And, like, okay, if I... hang on a minute. Let me shift tab here.
Volume left right display button. List box.
Okay. So now you're going to see that that tree view has become a list box. What I want you, however, to do, if you're following along with me here, is to shift tab back until you get to that edit box I told you about earlier.
Edit.
Right there. Okay. Now let's talk now that I've explained that. Let me show you what that edit box does because it's really helpful. That edit box is basically a search box. So the first time that you get into iTunes, you're going to have to basically load some stuff into your library. So what I would suggest that you do is to move all of your music into one folder on your drive. What I personally would suggest that you do, in my opinion, is to move all of your music over to My Documents, and then under My Documents, you'll see a folder called My Music. Go into My Music. Under there, you'll see something called iTunes. Go under iTunes. And then finally, you'll see a folder called iTunes Music. Go under iTunes Music, and then paste everything right in there. If you'd rather not do that, you don't have to do it that way. You can actually point iTunes right to where your music currently is on your drive. Just be aware that your music might not all be together if you do it that way, because anything that you import into iTunes is going to go into My Music, My Documents, My Music, iTunes, iTunes Music, unless you change it, which I'll show you guys later how that works. But for now, I'm in that edit box. Let's just, for sake of example, let me give you a little example here. Let's say, just for sake of example, that I want to hear the song Believe by Cher. Okay, that's a really good song. So I'm just going to type in, I really don't want to type the word Believe because that's such a broad search. If I type the word Believe, my God, I'm going to find I Believe by Leon Rimes, I Believe by Elvis Presley. I'm probably going to find things like Do You Believe in Magic by The Lovin' Spoonful. I mean, I'm going to find all kinds of things in there if I just put the word Believe. So I'm going to narrow it a little further by putting Cher. So C-H-E-R space, and then I'm going to put the word Believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E. Now, if you remember that list view I showed you that was a tree view when it was in grid, if you tab one time...
List box.
Okay. That list box now contains a list of all of the songs in this source or in this playlist, depending on what you're doing, that contain the search query that you've typed into that edit box.
Edit, sure, believe.
Above.
List box.
So, for example, if I down arrow right now...
Name believe artist your album believe track number 1 of 10 rating 0 stars.
So as you saw, now it's given us a lot of info here.
Name believe artist your
name believe. So the title of the song is Believe.
Name believe artist your album.
Artist is Share.
Name believe artist your album believe track
album is Believe.
Name believe artist your album believe track number 1 of 10.
Track number 1. So, as you heard, it's the first track on that disc.
Name believe artist your album believe track number 1 of 10 rating 0 stars.
Rating is 0 stars, so yes, you can rate the song.
Name believe artist your album believe track number 1 of 10 rating 0 stars genre pop time 401.
So the genre is set to pop.
Name believe artist your album believe track number 1 of 10 rating 0 stars genre pop time 401 disc.
It's 4 minutes and 1 second. So as you can hear, it's reading all of these fields to us. Now, if I wanted to play this track at this point, all I would have to do is press the enter key, which I've just done, by the way, momentarily. Let me turn it down a little. I'll tell you later how to do that, by the way. But as you can hear, it's playing right now. So, and you can see that the sound quality is very, very good. I'll be quiet a minute and just let you listen. I love how she does that with her voice. So I'm going to press the space bar right now and stop this thing. There we go. Well, actually, I didn't really stop it. What I did is I paused it, because watch, if I hit the space bar again, see, it resumes where it left off. Now, if I wanted to start it over,
name believe artist your album believe track.
Okay, I'm in. Okay, this is something too that I need to point out to you, is after you've down arrow through a list view here, you're not going to hear list view when you tab over to it. All it's going to do is it's going to start by telling you what the name of the track is you're on.
Edit sure.
For example,
believe.
Okay, as you just heard,
edit sure believe.
I'm on that. Okay, I'm on that edit box. But watch, if I tab, you're not going to hear list view like you heard before. Instead, it's just going to
name believe artist your album believe.
See what it did? It just read the first thing I was on. So be aware. But basically, if you press the enter key, sorry about that. If you press the enter key on any of these things that are in your list view, now granted I only have one thing there currently, but if I had more, if I push enter on any of these, regardless, even if I've only got one item here as I currently do, the point is if you push enter on any of these, it'll start playing from the beginning of that particular item. So basically what I'm trying to tell you, I guess, is the space bar will pause and unpause iTunes. But if you wanted to start something over from the beginning, you press enter on it. So, for example, I'm sitting right now on
name believe artist.
The Believe. Now, if I hit the space bar, see, it just unpauses it. But if I was to press the enter key on it instead of the space bar, see, it started it all over again. So, that's one thing right there that you need to be aware of. I'm going to go ahead and stop this. There we go. Go ahead and pause it with the space bar. So basically, that's one thing that you might want to be aware of. The only exception to this that I have really found is when you're doing television, like if you're doing movies or TV shows, I've found that there's really no way to jump back to the beginning of the TV show or of the video content. The only real way to do it is to just let it play all the way out, and then the next time you hit the enter key on it, it'll start from the beginning. That is one thing that, frankly, I really, really wish that Apple would fix. When I called Apple Care and spoke with them, they had told me that due to quote-unquote copyright, that's the reason you're not able to go back to the beginning like that, which, frankly, if you're telling me that the copyright is so screwed up that you can't even rewind and fast-forward things, that that's not even allowed, oh, something's wrong. I mean, excuse me for being a knucklehead to be so bluntly brave to come out in the public and say that, But if the industry is making us to where we cannot rewind and fast forward our own legally purchased content, I'm sorry. That's kind of blankety blanked up, if you want my opinion. So, in any rate, let's go back to that edit box.
Edit, sure believe.
I'm going to delete that out of here.
Sure believe. Blank.
And, well, let's say, for example, that I want to hear Cattle Call by Leanne Rimes and Eddie Arnold. So I'm going to put in Cattle Call.
Edit Cattle Call.
Oh, tab.
List box.
Now I'll just down arrow.
Name the Cattle Call artist Eddie Arnold and Hugo Winterhalter.
Yeah, it's down arrow.
Name Cattle Call artist Emmylou Harris album.
Nope, keep going down.
Name Cattle Call duet with Eddie Arnold artist Leanne Rimes album. Blue.
There it is. And I will press the enter key. And there it is. So very, very responsive, as you can hear. Okay, let me stop this. Okay, a couple of things I wanted to show you. The first thing I want to show you is I want to show you how to turn the volume up and down in here for one. Now you can go and do it through the controls menu, but that's kind of annoying because you don't want to have to sit here and keep going Alt C to go to the controls menu. Down arrow until you get to, you know, whatever, you know, volume down. Press enter, then go back to turn it another notch. Now you can tab to the volume control slider, but there is an easier way. There is a keystroke that'll do this. Let me start playing this again. And I just pressed the enter key, by the way, not the space bar. That's why it did that. All right, let's turn it down a little bit. So I'm going to press control down arrow. Well, shoot. If you go too far down, it'll totally mute it. Now, one thing. One thing I wanted to tell you. Turn this down a little more. One thing I wanted to tell you is that if you press Control Shift Down Arrow, what I've done now is, as you heard, yes, I muted it, but essentially what I did is I turned it all the way down. Now, if I do Control Shift Up Arrow, that will set it to the maximum volume. I'm going to do that. I'm going to warn you, especially for those wearing headphones, this is going to be pretty loud, so be aware. I will let you know before I do it so it doesn't hurt your ears. Don't worry. But I do want to show you the power that it has. So here we go. I'm going to count to three, and then I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. You take a deep breath, and then I'm going to do it, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Deep breath. So as you can hear, it can get pretty loud. So I'm going to go ahead and set this, though, back to the volume I... There we are. So as you can hear, it's got a good bit of power behind it. Yeah, let me go ahead and stop this. I need to run and do something in the other room real quick, so I'm going to come back over here and stop this recording for a moment, but I will definitely be right back, so you guys just hang tight with me. Okay, guys, I am back.
iTunes, name Cattle.
Let me go back over here, okay? And I do apologize for that. So that's basically how it works as far as that goes. Now, let's say, just for sake of example, let's say that we wanted to find an album and play the whole album. Let's go back up to the edit box.
PC, name Cattle Call previous button. Name Cattle, edit Cattle Call.
Sorry about that.
Cattle, blank.
And the album that I want to look for is an album by Lee Greenwood. It's called American Patriot. So I'm going to type that in. I'm just going to put A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N, American P-A-T-R-I-O-T.
Edit American Patriot.
And I'll tab.
List box.
Now watch.
Name Lee Greenwood slash America the beautiful artist Lee Greenwood album American Patriot track number. Name Lee Greenwood slash America artist Lee Greenwood album America. Name Lee Greenwood slash Dixie Road art.
So as you can see, now I'm going to go to the top of this list and press the enter key to start playing. Because what I want to show you is a couple of things. Okay, I'm going to turn it up just a hair. Hang on, I'm getting it. There it goes. Okay. Well, let's say, for sake of example, that we wanted to go to the next track. Well, that's very easy to do in iTunes. All you have to do is press Control right arrow. Like this. Watch.
Lee.
And there's the next track. I'll hit it again. Control right arrow.
Lee.
I don't know what it's saying there, but... Now, what if we want to go to the previous track? Well, obviously, control left arrow.
Lee.
And you're probably going, wait a minute, that didn't go to the previous track. The reason is because this works like a CD player. If you're more than a second into the song, you have to double press it. So, we're going to do control left left, basically. So,
dun dun.
And there you go. I'll go to the left again. Dun, Lee, bump. Lee. So that's kind of how you can navigate around a playlist. I'm going to go ahead and spacebar and... There we go. Go ahead and pause that. Well, let's say that we want to create a playlist of songs. Just a, you know, like a custom playlist to put together ourselves. There's several ways we can do this, but the first way I'm going to show you is... I'm going to show you how to do this in such of a way of just basically customizing your own playlist. Now, one thing I will say that is still not very easy to do in JAWS is once you've created a playlist, if you then want to rearrange the playlist, in other words, if you want to like take the third song and make it the fifth song, take the seventh song and make it the second song, take the tenth song and make it the 15th song. That's not really easy to do at this point. In fact, I can almost say it isn't even possible to do, period. JAWS does offer the option of dragging and dropping, which is essentially what you'd have to do to get it to work, but I haven't found that the JAWS drag and drop is that great, and even then, remember I told you that it's very messy if you navigate navigate iTunes with the JAWS cursor. So really, the only thing I could really say to you regarding that is to be very careful when you're setting it up and just make sure it's exactly the order you want it. I'm going to shift tab though until I get back to my source list.
Edit American Patriot.
Now the first thing I'm going to do is delete what's in there.
Eric Lang. Music.
Okay. The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to press Control N, and that's N as in new.
Untitled playlist. Name playlist dialog. Enter a name for the playlist. Edit untitled playlist.
And as you saw, that creates a playlist. Now I'm just going to call this, for example, I'll just call it simply that, example, and I'll press Enter.
iTunes example.
And so now I'm in a playlist that we just created called Example. Now, if we
edit,
tab over,
list box,
and then down arrow, you're hearing nothing. That's because the playlist is currently empty. Well, let's build a little bit of this playlist, okay? I'm going to shift tab,
edit, example,
back to our sources list, and we're on Example. Now, I'm going to obviously hit MU
music
to go back up to our music and our sources list. That way we can get back to our music and get what we need. Now,
edit.
I tabbed and I'm in the edit box. Now let's say that the first song I want to do, we'll just for sake of example say, why don't we just for sake of example, we'll do Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys. So I'll just put Surfin' USA. And I'll tab.
List box.
Go down. And it didn't see anything. So that tells me I probably spelled surfing incorrectly.
Edit, surfing. U-R-F-I-N space.
And put an apostrophe at the end of that and see what we get.
List box.
Okay, I'm still not getting anything.
Edit surface.
So let's find it a different way.
Land.
I'm going to just type Beach Boys and then tab.
List box.
And go down.
Name Little Saint Nick artist, the Beach Boys album Christmas.
I may not have Surfing USA in here, actually.
Edit.
So let's go back.
Beach Boys.
I seem to remember that I only had their Christmas stuff in here, so let me actually do something a little different. Let's say I want to start with Runaway by Del Shannon. That I know I have. So just type Runaway.
List box. Name Runaway Love Artist Chrysalis New Album 1. Name Ballad of a Runaway. Name Runaway Boy Artist James.
Now this is kind of...
Name Runaway Love Artist. Name 06 Runaway Train Artist Album.
Maybe I don't have it in here. Okay. I thought I did.
Edit Runaway. Runaway Land.
Well, shoot. You would think after 15,000 songs I would have something. Okay, well, here's something that I've got that I know for a fact I have. Slippers with Wings by the Lewis Family. That I know I have because I played it just the other day. So, put that in.
Edit Slippers with Wings.
And let me retype that
Land.
Because it's dumb me. There we go. That's better.
Edit Slippers with Wings.
Now tab.
List box.
Now, go down.
Name Slippers with Wings artist Lewis Family album 50th anniversary track.
There it is. So, let's say that I wanted to add that now to this playlist we just created called Example. Okay, if I hit my Applications key on here.
Context menu, get info.
Okay, there's several things we can do here.
Rating submenu.
Rating. While I'm at it, I'm going to rate this.
None checked. 5.
I'm going to rate this with a 5-star rating.
Leaving menus. Name Slippers with Wings artist Lewis Family album 50th anniversary track number 7 rating 0 stars genre gospel.
Now actually though.
Name Slippers with volume left right slider.
What you might have to do.
Text list button. Grid button. Cover. New. Do not shuffle.
I'm just tabbing. Hold on.
New. Cover. Grid. Text. Volume. Play button. Name slip. Edit. Slipper. Name Slippers with Wings artist Lewis Family album 50th anniversary track number 7 rating 5 stars genre gospel time.
There. So as you can see it's now got a rating of 5 stars which basically is the highest rating you can give it. I absolutely love this song. Well, let's go back in here now, and I'm going to...
Context menu, get info.
Okay, let's keep going down.
Rating submenu, show in Windows Explorer.
Which, that would basically bring it up in Windows Explorer. It would bring up the folder, and then it would let you do it that way.
Convert ID 3 tags. Create MP3 version. Create ringtone.
If you had an iPhone, you could create a ringtone from it. Again, that's not going to work with Nokia phones or things like that. This will only work if you have an iPhone, so really for us that option's kind of useless.
Reset play count. Reset skip count. Uncheck selection. Add to playlist submenu.
Okay, right here. Add to playlist submenu. Now let's go in here.
Purchased.
And now we're going to have a list of our different playlists. Now if I up arrow.
Example.
There's example. Let me press enter.
Leaving menus. Music.
And that's all there's to it. That song has now been added as the first song in our playlist. So we've finished that. Now let's say that we want to go to, we'll say How Far Is Heaven by the Forbes Family. So let me go back up here.
Edit, Slippers with
the edit box and take that out.
With Land.
And we'll say
Land.
How Far Is Heaven.
Edit How Far Is Heaven.
I'll tab down.
List box.
Down arrow, obviously.
Name How Far Is Heaven artist Forbes Family album. I looked at him.
There it is.
Context menu, get info.
I just hit the applications key now. Down arrow.
Show can create, reset, uncheck, add to playlist submenu.
Go in there.
Purchased.
Up arrow.
Example.
Press enter.
Leaving menus. Name How Far Is Heaven artist Forbes Family album. I looked at him.
And that's it. Now, the second song in that example playlist is How Far Is Heaven. So you can kind of see how we're building this playlist a little bit here. Let's say that next we wanted to do, let me go back.
Edit, How Far Is Heaven.
For one.
Land.
Let's say the next one I want to do, let's say I want to do a version of To God Be the Glory.
Edit, To God Be the Glory. List box. Name, To God Be the Glory artist ST, John's Children's Choir album 100 Bible songs for kids.
Let me keep going down.
Name, To God Be the Glory artist various album hymns and praise track number 3 rating 0 star.
Well, that should be fine. Let's use that. I'll hit the applications
Context
key.
Context menu, get in.
I'll go down.
Get album artwork. Delete. Copy. Show in playlist.
Sorry, hold on.
Add to playlist
that
submenu.
That was kind of my fault. Okay.
First example.
Hit go in there.
Leaving menus. Name to God.
Now that's the next one. So you can kind of see how we're building this. Now once you have this playlist fully customized.
Edit. To God Be the Glory. Music. Edit. Land.
just delete what's in that edit box.
Music.
If you go down...
Example.
I just hit EX real fast, and that's how it jumped me there. Now, if I had a blank CD in this drive, which I don't, but assuming I did, I could hit the applications key.
Context menu open.
And I'm doing this right on the playlist in the source list, by the way.
Export song list.
Now watch.
Burn playlist to disk.
Burn playlist to disk. If I push enter on that, it would bring the burn settings up, and then I could simply burn it to either an audio CD or a data MP3 CD. It would give you that option in the burn settings before it starts even burning it. So that's...
Leaving menu.
I just hit escape to get out of there. Now I'm going to tab.
Edit.
So you can search within a playlist, as you can see here with that edit box. But let's tab again.
List box.
Now watch. I'm going to down arrow.
Name Slippers with Wings artist Lewis Family Up.
I'll down arrow.
Name How Far Is Heaven artist Forbes.
Down arrow.
Name The God Be The Glory artist.
See? So as you can see, it's got our playlist right here. And of course, if I wanted to play it, I could start at the top.
Name Slippers with Wings artist Lewis.
Press enter. And there it goes. And if I do my control right arrow, just like normal.
One.
It moves to How Far Is Heaven. And then if I do it again, it moves to God Be The One. Glory. So as you can hear, it's playing pretty much all these in the order that we have them set to play. So, very, very, very nice way of setting up a playlist. Okay, I'm going to show you guys another option that you can use that is really kind of nice. I'm going to create what is known as a smart playlist. Okay, now... I think, for sake of being, it would be easier if I just create it and show you as I'm creating it what a smart playlist is, rather than first trying to explain it to you. Hang on a minute. Sorry about that. Because I think it would be a lot easier doing it that way, and just kind of show you as we go. The reason is because a smart playlist is very, very powerful. With what you can do with it. And frankly, it's going to be a little hard for me to really explain it to you without just showing you.
PC. Left. Baron. And.
Ah, crud.
Names.
Let's see here.
PC. Edit.
So, first thing I'm going to do is.
Example.
I'm going to delete. I'm going to push the delete here in my sources list on that example.
iTunes dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the playlist example? OK button.
And I'll hit yes.
iTunes Audible.
And that way I deleted that playlist, basically. Now, that didn't delete the songs out of my library. All that did is just deleted the playlist itself. Okay, I'm going to go back up here to music.
Music.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go into the file menu. There is a keystroke for this, but I don't remember what it is.
Context menu. New playlist. Control plus N. New playlist from selection. New playlist folder. New smart playlist. Control plus Alt plus N.
And I'm going to just hit that.
Leaving menus. Smart playlist dialog. Edit.
And now it's wanting the name of the smart playlist. I'm just going to put...
Land.
I'm going to put Christmas music.
Edit Christmas music.
Hit enter.
Name playlist dialog. Enter a name for the playlist. Edit Christmas music.
And actually...
Edit Christmas music. iTunes Christmas music.
Okay.
Christmas music 21 of 27.
Now.
Music. Christmas music. Context menu open.
I'm going to actually go down here.
Edit smart playlist.
And I'm going to, now, applications key, go down to edit.
Leaving menus, smart playlist dialog, edit, Christmas music.
So that's the name of the playlist. But now, what we can do...
Plus button. Limit the checkbox not checked.
Now, if you're wondering what that plus button does...
Plus button.
That's going to add a rule to the smart playlist. Now, let me see if I can explain this. This is kind of weird.
Limit the checkbox not checked.
So I can limit to... I'm going to check that.
Checked. Edit 25. Combo by edit 25.
So we can limit to 25. Well, 25 what?
Combo box items.
Oh, items.
Minutes.
Minutes.
Hours.
Hours.
MB.
MB.
GB.
Gigabytes.
Items.
And down to items. I'm going to leave that on items. So we're going to limit this to 25 items. Now I'm actually going to go back.
Edit 25.
I think I want to make this
20.
Be limited, we'll say, to... Oh, let's just say we'll limit it to, we'll say, 10 items, just for now.
Edit 10.
So we're going to limit it to 10 items.
Combo box items.
tab.
Selected by combo box, random.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Album, random, album, artist, genre, name, highest rating, lowest rating, most recently, least recently played, most often played.
So this is very powerful.
Least often, most recently added, least recently added.
I'm gonna
random.
Leave that at random.
Match only checked items, checkbox not checked.
And I'm gonna leave that unchecked.
Live updating, checkbox checked.
I'm gonna leave that checked.
Okay button.
But what I'm gonna do is
cancel button, match the following rule, checkbox checked.
Okay, match the following rule.
Combo box, artist.
Now this is where we basically set up our rule, okay? I'm gonna go down to where it says genre.
Bitrate, BPM category, comment, compilation, composer, date added, date modded, description,
well,
genre.
Okay, genre, tab.
Combo box, contains.
Contains, okay. Now you can do contains.
Does not contain.
Does not contain.
Is.
Is not. Is not.
Starts with.
Starts with.
Ends with.
Ends with. So.
Contains.
But I'm gonna go to contains.
Edit.
Contains what? Well.
Edit Christmas.
Contains Christmas. Now tab.
Plus button.
Now I'm going to add another rule.
Edit.
And in this rule, I'm going to say.
Combo box contains. Combo box artist.
And I'm going to set this now to.
Year.
Year.
Combo box is.
Now in is.
Is not. Is greater than. Is less than. Is in the range.
I'm going to say is in the range.
Edit 2008.
And this is basically the first field. I'm going to take that out and say is in the range of, we'll say, 1990.
Edit 1990.
Now tab.
To edit 2008.
To when? Well, 2008. I'm going to change that to say 2000.
To edit 2000.
Now tab.
Button.
Now that, I believe, is the minus button, like if you wanted to delete a rule.
Plus button.
Mm-hmm.
Limit the checkbox checked. Edit 10. Combo box items. Selected by combo box. Random. Match only checked item. Live updating checkbox checked.
Now,
OK button.
The live updating, what that'll do is it'll kind of learn from you. In other words, as you import songs into your library, basically, that have these criterias that we've just set, it will automatically update in real time this playlist for you.
Live OK button.
Which is kind of nice, actually.
Live OK button. Cancel button. Match checkbox checked.
So I'm going to go back here.
Cancel button. OK button.
And I'm going to press.
Match checkbox checked.
Let me see.
Combo box all. Of the following rules. Combo box genre. Combo box all of the following rules. Combo box contains of the matched cancel OK button.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna press the OK button here.
iTunes Christmas music.
And now our playlist now should be created.
37th up.
Let's see.
Edit list box. Name of the London Symphony Orchestra / for unto us a child is born artist. Name I'll be home for Christmas artist Dolly Parton album Home for Christmas track. Name of the Christmas song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire artist Natalie Cole album Holly and Ivy track number 11 rating 0 stars genre Christmas time 339 disc number year 1994 source.
Oh, 94. So as you see.
Name All You Need is Elf Beatles parody artist Bob Rivers album. Name Joy to the World artist Natalie Cole album Holly and Ivy track number 7 rating 0 stars genre Christmas time 250 disc number year 1994 source.
So as you can see, it pretty much put.
Name We Three Kings artist Dolly Parton album Home for Christmas track number 7 rating 0 stars genre Christmas time 248 disc number year 1990 source ID.
1990, so as you can see, it's keeping everything within our track, you know, limit. Now I'm going to go back up to the top here. I'm going to press the enter key, and as usual, we should just be able to start playing the playlist. From wherever we press the enter key. There it goes. And as usual, we have our control right arrow.
One.
Control right arrow. So, okay, it's October. You guys don't want to be hearing Christmas stuff, but you get the point. I mean, you can set up definitely different smart playlists with pretty much just about unlimited amount of rules. I mean, so you can see how this could be a very powerful way of customizing a playlist that iTunes will basically set up for you.
Edit.
Now I'm gonna
Christmas music.
I'm going to actually...
iTunes dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the playlist?
Delete this playlist for now.
iTunes music videos.
But,
music.
So that's pretty much how that works, as far as that goes. So that's how to set up a smart playlist. Pretty straightforward, if you want my opinion. Okay, next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go down to audiobooks.
Audible.
Well, okay, Audible, fine. Let me... Give me a minute.
PC, Audible 26 of 26.
Let's see here.
Music.
Because I know I...
Audiobooks.
There it goes. Okay, so audiobooks, okay. I'm going to tab.
Edit.
And so if you had a book, you had a large Audible library, you could search by the book. Again, you're going to want to switch these over from grid view over to album, or excuse me, not album flow. Yeah, don't do that. switch them over to list view, and then...
List box. Name just as I am, time 6:43:25, artist. Name Matilda on the bridge, time 4:01. Name left behind on the bridge, part 1, time 5.
Well, let's, just for example, left behind, part 1. Let me press enter on this.
This is Audible.
Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording.
And as you can hear, it's playing the book.
By Tim LaHaye.
Now, if I do, you don't want to hit control right arrow here because that's going to put you on the next book.
This work is copyrighted.
But if you press control shift right arrow, that's next chapter. Now you press that.
At the flight center in the bowels of the place, Rayford found,
as you can see,
said,
let me hit control shift right arrow.
Buck pulled out the number.
See?
Of the beautiful blonde.
Now let's go control shift left arrow double twice.
Again to... At the flight center in the bowels of
we'll
the
do it
place,
again.
This is Audible.
So as you can hear, and I just hit the space bar to pause it. So as you can hear, now what's really nice about this is, let me hit the space bar here.
Audible.
Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of...
Now, I just hit the space... Well, okay. You know what?
Of left
let
behind.
Let me do something.
At the flight center...
I just hit control shift right arrow.
Rayford found much the same...
Now, I'm going to hit the space bar.
Patty said...
Okay. I'm going to go back
edit.
Over audio here books. To the sources list.
Music.
I'm going to go back up to music.
Edit.
And let's just do, for example, we'll say... Oh, I don't know. Let's just, for sake of example, we'll do Last Kiss.
List box. Name of the Shoop Shoop song is in his Kiss artist Betty. Name I Kiss You My Last...
Well, okay. None of those are what I was
name
looking for.
Shoop,
but who cares? Betty Everett hits in his Kiss. Now, if you're wondering why the vocals are a little quiet there compared to the music, that's because I've got the sound enhancer turned on. I've found that sometimes, if you don't have speakers that really support, I mean, it sounds fine through here, but then these headphones I'm wearing support the high-definition based sound enhancer. But... You can turn that off in the preferences, which I'll show you how to do. But the point I was trying to make here is we played something else since we played that book.
Edit, Last Kiss. Land.
Now.
Music. Audiobooks.
If I go back to audiobooks
edit,
now.
Name left behind on the bridge. Part one time.
Okay. I press enter on this.
Hattie said she would try.
See what it did? What I'm trying to show you is it started right where we left off, even though we switched to another track.
Knew they were unlikely
left.
Bible Institute. Once in Florida, I immediately acquired...
See, that went to another book, left. Which was...
...from proud parents, but they usually get their own back when the time comes to write the end-of-term report.
Left.
We're unlikely to find any...
See, it's going between my books, which was not what I wanted to do. What I
this
was trying to do was that. So you have to be kind of careful with how you, at any rate, but that's kind of how you can, now, another thing you can do,
edit.
I have here a
edit.
Playlist
edit.
Called Audible. Let me,
audiobooks.
Just a minute here.
Audible, edit, list box, name Matilda on the bridge, artist, Roald Dahl.
Well, okay. I don't know why it created a playlist here.
Name just as I am, artist, Billy.
especially being...
Name...
Okay.
Edit.
Hold on one sec.
Caps lock on.
Whoops.
Caps lock audible.
Let me do some. I'm going to delete this audible playlist. Okay, iTunes. Because I already have...
Audiobooks.
Now let's create a full a playlist.
Audiobooks, untitled playlist, name playlist dialogue.
I'm going to call it book.
iTunes book.
And then I'm going to go back up to...
Audiobooks. Edit. Name left behind on the bridge. Part 1.
Well, let's add, just for example.
Name Matilda, name just as I am, time 6:43:25, artist. Name Matilda on the bridge, time 4:01:30.
Matilda. Let's just add that, for example. I'm going to...
Context menu. Show and with create MP3 version. Reset play count.
That won't...
Create MP3 version.
That won't work, by the way. I've tried. It don't do it. Because it's protected, so it won't let you do it.
Reset skip count. Uncheck selection. Add to playlist submenu.
But at any rate, if you go here...
Purchase. Book.
Then you go to book.
Leaving menus. Audiobooks.
So now we've got that playlist called book we just created. We have the audiobook now, Matilda, over here in it. Now, if we go, if we shift tab back.
Edit. Audiobooks.
Now, if we go down to the book playlist.
Book.
And we applications
book,
key.
Context menu open.
Go down.
Export song list.
Now, if we go down again, though.
Burn playlist to disk.
Burn playlist to disk. You hit that, it'll actually let you burn this book, this audible book, onto an audio CD that you can play in your car or wherever. In your stereo, your boombox, whatever. So. That's a way that you can actually burn your purchased Audible books or whatnot onto audio CD. Another thing that's really nice about doing that is, and this applies for pretty much anything. I mean, this will apply even if you're doing like a musical-based playlist. If your material won't all fit on one CD, iTunes will pop up and tell you that, and it'll ask you if you want to span it over multiple CDs. And if you do and you say, you know... And you tell it to do that, it'll burn what it can on the first disc, and then it'll pop the CD drive open, stick the second disc in, close the CD drive, and then it'll resume automatically, and it'll spin up and start burning where it left off, and so on and so forth until it's done. Importing a CD is pretty much the same way. You stick a CD in the drive, it will then come up. And when it mounts to your source list, it'll come up and it'll say, for example, it'll say, do you want to import this CD to your database? You press yes, for example. It'll start spinning up, it'll import it, and there you go. It's in your music library. Or you could say no, and then you could just highlight it in your source list, go over into your list view, play it. You could go to your edit box. And do whatever you need to do in that edit box, such as, you could do whatever you need to do in that edit box, such as, search for another track on the disc, etc. If you want to burn either certain tracks from a playlist, or if you want to actually only import certain tracks from a CD into your library, that can be done. It's a little tricky. Because you don't really ever know if the track is checked or unchecked. By default, it'll be checked. But if you hit the space bar on the track, it'll uncheck it and unselect it so that it will not be included. The problem with that is that when you uncheck it, you do what you need to do. You got to remember to recheck it when you're done, because otherwise, when you go back into iTunes, it'll remain unchecked. It'll remain whatever state you last had it in, rather. And being that JAWS doesn't really read quite correctly how that works. So, yeah. Okay, the next thing I want to show you is, I want to show you how the podcasts work. So, I'm going to go up here to...
Show Genius site, burn this button.
Hold on a sec.
Book, edit. List box. Edit. Book.
Well, shoot. Okay.
Music.
Let me just... Okay. I just went to square one, and our source list, I put us back on music. That way we're at square one. Okay. I'm going to, first of all... I think one podcast that I've already subscribed to, which is Blind Cool Tech, by the way. I'm going to just type POD in the source list.
Podcast.
Okay. Now, again, you're going to probably want to switch this text list... By now, you should know how to do that. so no need for me to tell you. I'm going to tab.
Edit.
So if you had a lot of podcasts, you could search for the name of the podcast here. Not for the name of the show, but for the name of just the podcast itself. Because what's going to happen is, if you tab again...
List box.
Now let's go down.
Name line Cool Tech open.
Now it's open because I've been listening to part of it, but let me close it. Left arrow.
Name line Cool Tech closed.
See? So basically, if you had multiple podcasts under here, this kind of... It is a list view, but it's not a list view. It's like a tree view.
Name line Cool Tech open.
Now open that. Now I can go down and see all of the episodes of the podcast underneath it. For example, let me go down here.
Name progress quest time 11:37 release date 9.
See?
Name MapPLR time release date 9. Name Jaws tandem time release date.
Now let's say I wanted to play that.
Name progress quest time 11:30.
Progress quest, for example. Let me press enter on that. And when I do, momentarily. Now, I don't know if this one ever downloads. There it goes. It's very quiet, but you can probably barely hear it. It is there, trust me. I know it's very quiet. I wish some people would turn their microphones up a little bit, but I'm not going to sit here and complain because some people simply may not know how to do that. And so, oh well, such is life, although if it were my world... The mics would sound all great. Anyway, I'm gonna left arrow here.
Name line Cool Tech open.
Left arrow again.
Name line Cool Tech closed.
Now here's what I'm going to actually do. I'm gonna show you. You can go on the websites with Internet Explorer and subscribe to iTunes podcasts, and that's pretty much the principle. Now let's. At the top of the node of the podcast, which is where I'm at right now.
Name line Cool Tech closed. One.
See, I'm actually on the name of the podcast. I'm going to... Opened or closed, it doesn't matter. You just want to make sure you're on the actual top of the... Where the actual name of the podcast is. Applications key.
Context menu. Update podcast.
So you can update the podcast, which basically just means it'll go out, it'll look, it'll see if there's any newer podcasts available. And if there are, it'll download the most recent.
Get info.
Get info.
Show description. Rating submenu.
You can rate the podcast.
Convert ID3 tags. Create MP3 version. Reset play count. Reset skip. Uncheck selection. Mark as not new.
Let's see here.
Mark as new. Allow auto delete.
Okay. You can set up different options in here. I'll show you in a minute how that works.
Do not auto delete. Add to playlist submenu.
You can add to a playlist.
Copy. Delete. Get album artwork. Clear downloaded artwork. Apply sort field submenu.
Okay.
Download podcast episode.
So you can download a podcast episode individually if you're highlighted on it.
Unsubscribe to podcast.
So I could unsubscribe from this podcast if I wanted to.
Buy or get currently selected songs table item.
Okay. I don't really know what that's really doing down there.
Update podcast.
And you're back around.
Leaving.
So... In a nutshell, that kind of tells you how that's going to work. Now, if you go to the advanced menu...
Context menu, open audio stream, control plus U.
You can... I'll show you that later. Let's down arrow.
Subscribe to podcast.
Okay, I'm going to press enter on this.
Leaving menus, subscribe to podcast dialog, URL edit.
And I'm going to put in the URL to a podcast that I know the RSS feed address by heart. So I'm going to go http://feeds... feedburner.com/thesoundsofshelleysworld.
http://feeds.feedburner.com/thesoundsofshelleysworld.
I'll tab.
OK button.
Hit enter.
iTunes. Name the sounds of Shelley's world closed.
And now I'm subscribed. Now all I gotta do.
Name the sounds of Shelley's world closed.
I'm gonna open it.
Name the sounds of Shelley's world open. Name Louisville City Tour Time 127.
Trying to say Louisville. And that's the most recent thing. Now, I want to make sure that that is downloading. It should be, but...
Context menu. Update. Get show this. Rating sub. Get info. Update podcast.
I'm going to update podcast. And that's just going to make certain that it is indeed going. So...
Name the sounds of Shelley's world open. Name line Cool Tech closed. Name the sounds of Shelley's world. Open.
I'm going to close the sounds of Shelley's world.
Name the sounds of Shelley's world. Closed.
And I'm going to I just left arrowed on that, and I'm going to up
name
arrow.
Name line cool tech closed.
Right arrow.
Name line cool tech open.
Down arrow.
Name progress quest time 11.
So as you can see, that's kind of how you can get between.
Name line cool tech closed.
Oh, another thing too, by the way, that I should make mention of is if you're playing a podcast in here and you do control right arrow, that's going to jump you actually all the way to the next podcast. So if you just want to go to the next show, the next episode within a podcast, again, do your next chapter and previous chapter. So control shift left and control shift right. Just for your knowledge. I'm going to take you in real quick. I'm going to hit control J here.
View options dialog, okay button.
To get to the view options of this source. And by the way, this will work on pretty much any of your sources, be aware.
Cancel button, album checkbox not checked. Album artist checkbox not checked.
These are different checkboxes you can check or uncheck for the different fields you want to show up in this list view.
Album rating checkbox, artist checkbox not checked. Beats per minute checkbox not, bitrate checkbox not checked.
So as you can see,
iTunes.
I just got out of there, but I wanted to show you that that is something you can do.
PC. Button. Button. Settings. Button.
Let's see here.
Unsubscribe.
Oh, okay. This is a set.
Subscribe.
It's a little hard to get
volume,
to.
Volume, left, right, slider, text, list, button.
But.
Grid button. Cover flow, new playlist, show artwork, podcasts, edit. Name line, unsubscribe button, settings, button.
If you hit settings.
Podcast settings dialog, check for new episodes, combo box, every day.
So, I can check for settings every day. By the way, this is where you actually set, I believe, for the entire podcast. I don't think this is for an individual podcast.
Every day, 2 or 4.
So we're going to check for new.
Check for new episodes, combo box,
every day. Which is good.
Settings for combo box, line cool tech.
Okay, so actually this is for just the individual podcast.
Use default settings, checkbox checked. Okay button. Cancel button, check for new episodes, combo box.
So that's all that really does. Now if you wanted to get this a little bit more in depth.
Button.
Let me go.
Button. Refresh button.
Let's see here.
Play button. Next button. Volume left. Text list button.
Just tabbing.
Grid button. Cover flow button. New playlist. Show artwork. Podcasts.
Okay, I'm in the sources list. I'm going to go just
music.
For the heck of it, I'm going to go up to music. You don't have to do that, but I did it just because. I'm going to press control comma, and that's going to take us into the preferences of iTunes just in a whole.
iTunes dialog, iTunes music folder location, OK button.
And I do want to briefly take you in here and show you.
Minimize iTunes advanced tab. General tab.
Okay, let's go to the general tab. That's another thing. It's going to land you on whatever tab you were last on in the preferences, which in my case was advanced. But, okay, I'm on general.
Okay button. Canceled. Library name. Edit. Chris's music.
Okay, so that's just the name that you want to use for your library.
Movies checkbox checked.
Okay, these are different things that you want to show up in your sources list.
TV shows checkbox checked. Podcasts checkbox checked. Audiobooks checkbox checked. Genius checkbox not checked. Applications checkbox not checked.
Genius, I'm not even going to attempt to explain that right now to you. Applications, that's used for, like, an iPhone, obviously. You can download third-party applications to the phone.
Radio checkbox checked.
Radio, I'll show you how radio works very shortly. It's pretty much just like the way podcasting works, but I'll still show you.
Party shuffle checkbox not checked.
Okay, again, I'm not even going to cover that on this review because it doesn't really work the greatest.
Ringtones checkbox not checked.
Ringtones. So if you had an iPhone, you could set ringtones up and
source text combo box small.
Okay, I would leave that on small.
List text combo box small.
Again, I'd leave that on small, just as it is.
When you insert a CD, combo box ask to import CD.
Okay, there's several things you can do here. You can ask to import the CD.
Import CD.
You can just simply import it.
Import CD and eject.
You can import it and eject it.
Ask begin playing.
You can begin playing it.
Show CD.
You can just show the CD. That's pretty much
it's
it.
6 o'clock.
By showing it, that means it'll just put it in your source list and highlight you on it, and that's all it's going
to
do.
Begin playing. Ask to import CD.
I'm going to leave that where it is, though, and ask to import.
Import settings dot 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 button.
Okay, import settings. Let me take you in here.
Import settings dialog. Import using combo box. MP3 encoder.
So you can use different encoders. You can use the MP3 encoder.
Apple lossless encoder.
You've got an Apple lossless, which, by the way, is protected.
AAFE encoder.
AAFE encoder. I'm not sure about that.
AAC encoder.
The AAC encoder is protected.
AAFE Apple MP3 encoder.
MP3.
WAV encoder.
WAV, which I would highly not recommend. That's going to be really big. Your best bet
MP3 encoder.
Is going to be MP3.
Setting combo box. Good quality 128 kbps.
Now, I've set that to 128. By default, it's set to 160. if you down arrow enough times, you're going to land in another dialog, which is going to be custom, and then you can set things in there.
Use error correction when reading audio CDs checkbox not checked.
Well, most newer CD drives, you're not going to need to do that, so...
Okay button. Cancel button.
And then they just got okay and cancel. I'm just
okay.
Going to hit cancel, because I don't
okay button.
Really have
general tab.
To.
Okay, cancel button. Oh, check, land, check, when you insert a CD, import settings, .. button.
Okay, let's see.
Automatically retrieve CD track names from internet checkbox checked.
Okay, well, that's kind of obvious. That's going to go through the CDDB, you know, GraceNet, and retrieve the CD titles off of the internet.
Check for updates automatically, checkbox checked.
Okay, that's basically checking for updates to iTunes. So, for example, when they had iTunes 8.0 out, when the 8.0.1 update came out, I brought up iTunes, and it told me right away, you know, that there's an update.
Language combo box, English United States.
You definitely don't want to change that. That's the language that's used for iTunes. So unless you know another language and you have the voices that support it, etc., you really probably are not going to want to change that.
General tab.
Okay, let's...
Playback tab.
Okay, playback. Now, this is where we get things like our sound enhancer and everything. Let me just kind of show you here.
Okay, button. Cancel. Crossfade songs. Checkbox not checked.
So you can crossfade your songs. Now, by the way, if you're importing to an iPod or to, like burning to a CD, etc., the crossfading will not actually carry over onto those, so be aware.
Sound enhancer. Checkbox checked.
Now, I have the sound enhancer turned on right now, as you saw. If you tab again...
Left, right, slider, 100%.
Now, I have it bumped all the way up. I think by default it's at about 50%. Perhaps maybe I should lower that a little bit, but I like really insanely good quality, I guess. But that's just kind of something you're going to have to experiment with. I can't really tell you how to set it for your setup. I mean, this is kind of one of these things. There's no right, there's no wrong way. You just kind of got to... experiment with it and play with it until you find what works best for you. And you might even find that some styles of music, it works better at one interval, whereas other styles, it may work better at a different interval. So this is kind of something where, like I said, you just kind of got to play with it and find what works best for you. I know what works best for me, and that's at 100%. You may differ in your opinion, or you may not. So whatever. At any rate, I'm going to tab.
Sound check, checkbox not checked.
Okay, I don't have the sound check enabled currently, but what that basically does is, if for those of you who have used the program called MP3 Gang, it pretty much does the same thing as MP3 Gang. What it does is it basically goes through and it normalizes, if you will. In other words, it takes all of your music, trying to think how to explain this to those who are really basic audioists who don't really know what they're fully getting at here. Basically what it does, okay, let's put it this way. Let me just give you a scenario. Let's say you've got a CD, or for that mind, let's say you've got a playlist, and we'll say, for example, that you have, Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys, just for sake of example. Now, as most of you know, that's a fairly quiet song. I mean, it's not that quiet, but it is quiet to some extent. So, you got Barbara Ann playing, and then all of a sudden you go, say, to, from there you go to, and this is going to be kind of a far-fetched, but you go from there, say, to Helter Skelter by the Beatles. Now, if you're doing that, you've got some serious problems, but I'm trying to make a point here, so stick with me. The point is, you go from this really nice little soft song, all of a sudden to this just, you know, blah, 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 you know, just... really loud based, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, kind of thing. You're not going to want the quiet song to basically be drowned out by the louder song, if you will. You don't want to be sitting here with your iPod, for example, listening, or even for that mind, listening on your computer speakers, have a song going that's real quiet, and then all of a sudden, you have to turn your volume way up to hear that song, but then all of a sudden, this next song comes on, and it just booms through your speakers so loud, it just about makes you jump your pants across the room. So what the sound check basically does, and don't get that confused with the sound enhancer. Those are two totally different things. But what the sound check does, it basically goes through and it normalizes each song so that they're averagely about at the same volume. Now, having said that, I don't want you guys to get confused, and this is something that a couple of people have asked me. If you have a song, a couple of people have asked me, if you have a song and let's say that the song starts out real quiet and then builds and then by the end of it gets really loud. For example, take the song A Day in a Life by the Beatles. Perfect example. Starts out really soft with just a standard piano. You know, I read the news today, oh boy. You know, I'm not going to sing to you guys. You don't want to hear me sing, but you get the point. You know, it starts out really quiet, and then it goes into, you know, obviously where you have the piano and all those that backwards orchestrated music and whatnot, and it builds. It gets louder and louder and louder and louder gradually until it finally hits that boom, you know, chord at the very end. My friends have asked, how will Sound Enhancer work with that? Will it level that song out so that you don't hear it build and get the effect you need? The answer to that is no. This is not going to actually go through and level each individual song to where the song itself stays at the same volume all the way through. No. All this does is levels each song itself in a broader sense, in a more general overall perspective, to the volume level. So basically it would make A Day in a Life be the same volume all the way through as, say, Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles, for example. So it's not gonna actually normalize each individual song to where the song itself stays at the same volume. So if you have parts of dynamics in the song where it builds to get softer or to get louder, you know, more, you know, piano versus forte, then yes, it will carry that over. So you won't have to worry about that. Anyway, let's tab.
Play movies and TV shows, combo box, full screen.
Okay, this is where you can set up if you've got any vision at all. You can, and that's not what it was set to by default, I don't believe. I could be wrong. I don't honestly remember, but I don't think it was. But this is where you can set up how you want videos to play. So basically,
play movies and TV shows, combo
movies
box,
and TV shows in full screen is what I have set.
Play music videos, combo box, full screen.
So you have
audio language, combo box, English.
Okay, so if you have, if you have a video that's been encoded in multiple languages, you can set the audio up for what you want it to default to.
Subtitle language combo box off.
Same thing. By the way, you cannot play DVDs in iTunes before people ask. You can do like MPEG, MOB files, AVI files, all that good stuff. But as far as physical DVDs, no, ain't gonna work.
Play TV shows using standard definition version checkbox not checked.
Okay, so if it has high definition, do you want to play it in high definition? Which in my case, I have this unchecked because I don't want the standard definition. I do want high, because my hardware does support it.
Show closed captioning when available. Checkbox not checked.
That's up to you.
Playback tab.
Okay, let's go to the right.
Sharing tab.
Now, this is kind of cool. Let's say you have multiple computers in your home on your network that run iTunes.
Okay button. Can't look for shared libraries. Checkbox checked.
Look for shared libraries. So you can have iTunes look and see if there's any libraries that are shared across the network. If they are, they'll show up in your source list under shared libraries, and then they'll be under basically whatever name back in the general tab we gave the name of the library.
Share my library on my local network, checkbox checked.
And I do have multiple computers running iTunes, so I've got that checked. Now you can even go a step further and password protect your shared libraries.
Share entire library radio button checked.
Okay, you can share your entire library or just certain playlists.
Require password, checkbox not checked.
There's your require password I was talking about. Now I currently
check require password, checkbox not checked.
Don't have that checked, but if I did check that, then I could go through and set that up, and yeah.
Sharing tab.
Let's go to the right.
Store tab.
Now here's the store tab.
Okay button, cancel, buy and download using one click radio button checked.
Okay, and one click is what's set by default. That's pretty much what you are probably going to want to use. The other thing you can do is use what like a shopping cart method, which I don't really recommend. And I've never used it but maybe once, and I didn't have a whole lot of luck with it. So, at least not under Windows. So, that's going to be up to you. You're just going to have to kind of play with that. I can't really comment much on that.
Automatically check for available downloads. Checkbox checked.
Okay, automatically check for available downloads. So, basically, it's going to check and see if there's any downloads that are available that you purchased that have not been downloaded yet that need to be downloaded.
Automatically download pre-purchased content. Checkbox checked.
Okay, I'm not real sure what that does, so I'm not even going to worry about that.
Automatically download missing album artwork checkbox not checked.
Now, that may or may not be checked by default, but you have to have an iTunes store to do this, and let me just say that if you have a large library like I do, it's going to take several hours to go, even on a cable broadband connection. It's still, even then, I think for me, it took about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours to download all the artwork. I mean, I know all it is JPG files, so you would be surprised. You would think that would go quick, but believe it or not, it didn't. So,
store tab.
I'm just telling you that so you'll be aware. I'm going to right arrow here.
Parental control tab.
Parental controls. Now, I'm not going to really take you in here much, but simply because I don't have children, so I don't really have any reason to really go and set this, nor do I normally have children over here. I mean, I do some. I've got one little girl that comes over. I do babysit on occasions, but the last thing she's going to be doing is getting on my computer. So, at any rate, so I really don't have a reason to do much in here. This will let you filter things, though, like you can set it to filter explicit content, you can set it to filter sexual content, you can set it to filter violence, you can set it to filter pornography, things like that. You know, you can set it to filter things about sex, things about drugs. I mean, you can set it to filter sacrilege things, and no, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding with you on that one. But the point is, you can set it to do basically anything. I mean, in here, it's very powerful. So, and then, of course, quite obviously, when you're done setting it up, obviously, you password protect it, I believe. Again, I've never actually done it, so I'm not real sure what it does, but I'm pretty sure that there would have to be some mechanism in place that would allow you to password it so that your kids couldn't get in there without your permission.
Apple TV tab.
Again, I don't have an Apple TV. In fact, I don't even fully even know what an Apple TV even is. So, my guess is it's kind of like an iPod. The only difference is it's for video only. And from what I've been told, you can get them where the screens are like normal size. You know, like you can get, for example, a 15 or 20 inch screen. So, kind of cool actually. But, you're going to go to the Devices tab next. Don't
devices
be
tab.
There it goes. It might take a little while to get to that tab, but if you right arrow and you're patient, you'll get there.
OK button. Cancel. Disable automatic syncing for iPhones and iPods. Checkbox not checked.
So this is just things where you can set up how you want things to sync, basically. I'm not going to really take you in there. It's pretty self-explanatory, and you can go and look in there yourself.
Cancel button. OK button. Devices tab. Advanced tab.
OK, advanced. Let's look in here.
OK button. Change ... button.
Okay, this is where you can change where you want your default iTunes music to be placed. Normally, you won't want to change that unless you do like me and have an external drive, in which case you would want to put all of your music on the external drive. You might want to point the iTunes folder over there as well.
Reset button. Edit read only. Keep iTunes music folder organized. Checkbox not checked.
Now that's up to you. I had it checked by default. What that'll do is it'll automatically put every artist into a folder of its own. It'll put all the albums in a subfolder underneath the artist folder, and then it'll put all the tracks underneath that. It'll put them like 01 whatever .mp3 02. It'll basically just keep your library organized.
Copy files to iTunes music folder when adding to library. Checkbox not checked.
Now normally you would think that would be a good thing, but here's the thing. Let's say, for example, that you've got this 15,000 tracks like I do. Not that you don't. I'm just saying this is an example. In my case, I have over 15,000 songs.
Okay, cancel.
Sorry about that. I have over 15,000 songs in my library. Well, what do you think would have happened if I had imported all of those songs?
Copy files to iTunes music folder when adding to library. Checkbox not checked.
And I had had that box checked. It would have made a duplicate. Because the songs are already there. I'm just importing them. But I'm still copying them to the library. So if I did that, it's going to then turn around and make a duplicate of them into my iTunes folder. Well, so now instead of 15,000, I've got a duplicate of everything. And I've got like 30,000 items now in my library. So yeah, you really don't want to do that. I usually tell people to uncheck that box. If you import something like from a CD or something, then it'll add it to your iTunes music folder, quite obviously, because it wasn't there to begin with, so how's it going to keep it if it doesn't copy it? But what this is more used for is like when you're browsing to import stuff that's already on a drive elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Streaming buffer size, combo box, medium.
Okay, streaming buffer size, medium. I would leave that alone.
Reset button. Use iTunes as the default player for audio files. Checkbox checked.
Now, I've checked that. I've got it as my default media player. You may or may not want to do that until you get more comfortable with what you're doing. I love iTunes. I swear by it at this point, so that's what I've decided to do.
Keep mini player on top of all other windows. Checkbox not checked.
I'd leave that alone.
Keep movie window on top of all other windows. Checkbox not checked.
Again, I'd leave that alone.
Display visualizer full screen. Checkbox not checked.
That's up to you, but I would leave that alone if it were me. It's going to make things a little bit less accessible otherwise.
Group compilations when browsing. Checkbox checked.
Now that's up to you. I checked that just to keep things organized. That way, if you have a compilation CD, it'll group it together for you so that you'll know. It'll, in other words, it'll put all the tracks from all your compilations together. And
show iTunes icon and system tray. Checkbox checked.
Now I have that checked, which I think by default is checked. Now, one thing that was not checked by default that I checked.
Minimize iTunes window to system tray. Checkbox checked.
And I've checked that. So, and I'll show you why that's so cool here in a minute.
Advanced tab.
And I think that's the last tab. Let me see. Yep, sure
minimize,
is.
Show at group comp display. Show at minimum. Cancel button.
So.
Oh, cancel button.
I'm just going to cancel on that because I don't want to change anything in there. But that's basically your iTunes preferences for you. So, as you can see, very straightforward, very easy. The reason I wanted to show you the system tray, let me hit Windows key M.
Desktop.
Now, if I Alt-Tab,
Sony Sound 4.
I'm just Alt-Tabbing. You're hearing nothing, are you? Now, watch. Let me insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, iTunes.
And I'll Alt-D on that to, well, you know what? Alt-D is to do a left double-click, but I'm just going to press Enter to bring up the context menu because
context menu, show iTunes.
I want to show you what's in here. You can actually show iTunes.
Repeat off checked.
Okay, repeat is off.
Repeat all.
Repeat all.
Repeat one.
Repeat one. So you can set up your repeat in here.
Shuffle.
You can shuffle if you wanted to.
Play.
Play if you wanted to do that.
Next unavailable. Previous unavailable. Mute.
You can mute it.
Exit. Show iTunes.
You can exit and you're back around.
Leaving
I'm
going to
show iTunes.
iTunes
here. There we go. So that's what's really nice, and it doesn't even take up room in your taskbar, which is kind of nice.
White Christmas errand.
Now.
Show genius sidebar. Mute. Edit. List box. Edit. Click play button. Volume left right. Text list. Grid button.
Let me just.
Cover flow. New play. Do not shuffle. But no repeat. Show art. Show music. Edit. Music.
Okay.
Edit. Land.
I'm going to just start playing something here. Actually, no, I'm not. I was going to show you, but I think you get the point. I was going to show you how that system tray worked, how you could do things without even... But, you know, I think... Again, I think you get the point. Next thing I want to show you is iTunes Radio. So, let me...
Music.
Go back over here, and I'm going to go to Radio.
Radio.
Now, again, this pretty much is going to work the same way that the iTunes work. The only difference is that you're not going to have a search box, because watch.
List box.
See? Now, what you've got, basically, here is a list of all of your categories.
Name alternative closed.
And see, though it's a list box, again, it works like a tree view.
Name ambient closed.
Same principle as your podcast.
Name blues closed. Name classic rock closed. Name classical closed. Name college radio closed. Name comedy closed. Name country closed. Name dance closed. Name eclectic closed.
Let's go into eclectic, just for example.
Name eclectic open.
Let's go down.
Name ACB Radio Cafe bitrate 56 kbps.
Yes, believe it or not, ACB Radio is in here. Would you believe it?
Name ACB Radio Cafe bitrate 24 kbps. Comment the place to hear blind musicians.
I kid you not.
Name ACB Radio Interactive Bitrate 56 kbps. Comment program by blind and partial. Name ACB Radio Interactive Bitrate 24.
Yes, we are in the ACB Radio. ACB Radio is in the the iTunes thing, and that's why I chose Eclectic, because I wanted to show you that.
Name afternoon mix 5 mix.fm bitrate 128. Name ACB radio interactive bitrate 24kbps comment program by blind and partially sighted. Name ACB radio interactive bitrate 56k. Name ACB radio cafe bitrate 24kbps. Name ACB radio cafe bitrate 56kbps comment the place to hear. Name Eclectic. Oh, name ACB radio cafe.
So let's say I wanted to play ACB radio interactive.
Name ACB radio interactive bitrate 56k.
Press enter on that.
Name ACB radio.
Apologize. Also off of the Dreaming Out Loud CD.
And there you go.
And the Timbaland Shock Value disc. Here's another song from early 2006. I remember this one. Maybe you will too. It's Morning Degree or Morning Wood. Oops.
Pretty cool, and huh? Degree. So as you can see, you can definitely hear ACB radio straight from iTunes, which is really kind of neat.
Name Eclectic. Oh, name Eclectic. Closed.
So that's basically how your iTunes radio works. I think that covers pretty much everything. The only other thing I wanted to show you is the iTunes store.
Radio.
So.
Show artwork button. Previous button. Name radio. Top 25 most played.
I'm trying to.
Top 25.
Get to the store.
Top 25 most played 18.
Let me see.
PC top 20.
Well, one thing you can do is if you hit Control Shift H, it'll take you to the home page of the store.
iTunes store.
Now, if you tab.
Edit.
Tab again.
Previous iTunes store page button.
Tab again.
Four videos iTunes.
Just
iTunes
keep going
store
here.
Frisky 81,000.
Now, eventually.
Virtual PC.
Virtual PC. See? So now.
iTunes store.
I'll down arrow.
Link graphic new season. Fam link graphic iTunes. Link graphic new album. Link iTunes store. See all iTunes store button. Link music. Combo box genres. Link movies. Link TV shows, link music videos, link audiobooks, link podcasts, link iTunes Latino, link iTunes U, link iPod games, link App Store.
So as you can see, the store is reading very, very well, as a matter of fact. Now, let's say that there was a song I wanted to get. Let's just say I want to get, I don't know. What's a song I've been looking for that I wouldn't mind getting while I'm at it? Oh, Long December, we'll say, by the Counting Crows. I'm going to go back up here. Now, this is where things get a little weird, because
virtual PC.
I'm in this window. Now, the way that you get out of it is to go to the top of the page,
store.
Hit tab. Sometimes that may or may not work.
iTunes store.
I'm at the top of the page. I'm going to shift tab.
New season, family guide.
Okay.
iTunes store home button.
There we go.
Four videos, iTunes store available. Previous edit.
Now, I'm in the edit box. I'm going to type in long December. Now, of course, I'm sitting in the store in my sources list. Now, I've got Long December. I'm going to press enter. Now, I'm going to tab. Actually, no. I'm going to shift tab. Pardon me.
iTunes store.
Shift tab.
Show artwork button.
Keep shift tabbing.
New playlist volume left play button.
Eventually, we'll hit the list view.
List box.
Okay. Now, if I down arrow.
Name a Long December time 457 artist Counting Crows album films about ghosts. The best of Counting.
Okay, I don't want that. Though, I want to go down.
Name a Long December time 455 artist Counting Crows album Recovering the Satellites.
Recovering the Satellites.
0.99 popularity genre.
It's 99 cents as you saw. Now, let's say that you wanted to hear a little snippet of this song before you go buying it. If you just press enter on here, like this.
And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, wish you would.
And my sound enhancer is kind of messing that up a little bit, but you get the point. That is definitely the song. So I'm going to go ahead and press the applications
context
key.
Menu, get info.
Up arrow.
Buyer get currently selected songs table item.
Press enter.
Leaving menus. iTunes dialog. Sign in to download music from the iTunes store if you have an Apple account. Enter your Apple ID.
And I'm sitting
password
in the
edit.
Password field, so I'll just type that in. Oops.
Blank.
I mistyped. Hold on. Okay, I've got my password in there. I'm going to tab.
Forgot password button.
I'll tab.
Buy button.
And I'll hit the buy button.
iTunes. iTunes dialog. Warning, your remaining credits are insufficient or inapplicable to this purchase.
And it's going to tell you that because you don't have any credits.
Cancel button. Buy button.
I'm going to just hit buy.
iTunes.
And that's all there is to it. Now my credit card has just been charged $0.99, and that song now should be downloading. Let me go back up here to music. Hold on. Let's see.
PC, previous button.
What's going on? Name my here?
New season. Button. iTunes Store combo box. All results.
Okay.
iTunes. Sony Sound 4J.0. Record Sound 1 dial.
Whoop. I don't know how that happened. Hold on.
Sony Sound 4J.
I think my iTunes menu bar file. Down somehow. Leaving I've had this happen several times.
iTunes
so
Store combo.
Let's see.
Virtual PC.
Oh, okay.
Stanford. Button. Name my previous button. Play button.
Sometimes this store can be a little bit buggy.
Next button.
As you can see.
Volume left, right, slider, 50%. New playlist button. Show artwork. iTunes edit. Long disk. iTunes store. Edit. Long
disk. First of all, I'm going to delete
space,
that out of
iTunes
there.
Store.
Let me go back to music.
Music. Edit.
Now I'm going to do a search in here. Long December.
Edit Long December. List box. Name a Long December artist count in Crow's album Recovering the Satellites track number 13 of 14.
As you can see, there it is. Now press enter. And there it is. It's playing. And so that track has now been bought. And that's all there is to it. Now, let's say that I had wanted to... Let's say, for example, that I wanted to buy an entire album. I don't want to do that, but let's just, for sake of example, say I did. Okay? I'm gonna...
Edit Long December. Music. Show Genius Sidebar. Name a Long December. Previous button. Play button. Volume left. Text list button. Grid button. Cover flow button.
I'm gonna go...
New playlist button. No repeat button. Show artwork button. Show Genius Site. Music.
Okay, shoot. Alright. I'm gonna hit Control-Shift-H. Go to my home page here. Go to the store home page.
iTunes Store.
Tab over to
edit
the edit
Long
box.
December.
Delete out Long there. Plan. And I'm just going to, for sake of example, I'm going to, let's say that I wanted to buy, an album by John Lennon. So I'll put John Lennon.
Edit John Lennon.
Press enter. Okay, now let's tab.
Previous iTunes store page button. Four videos iTunes, Frisky 81. Search results.
Now,
virtual PC.
If I look in this window.
Combo box allers, link power search, artists and more. Link John Lennon. Link rock, John Lennon. Link John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Now,
link John Lennon.
There's just John Lennon. Let's hit that, hit enter on that.
iTunes Store link.
Okay, now.
iTunes Store, link music videos, link movies, albums, sort by, albums page 1 of 1, sort by, albums page 1 of 1, sort by.
Sorry, so one page of
sort
albums.
By. Combo box bestsellers. Link graphic Lennon legend, John Lennon artwork.
Okay, that would be one of the albums.
Link Lennon legend.
Now, I'm not going to buy this, but let's just say that I wanted to buy it. Okay, I'm going to press enter. Okay, now let's say we want to know what's on this CD. If we tab down, well,
virtual piece, iTunes.
Actually, you're going to have to go control home, go to the top of the page, and then shift tab.
John Lennon visited link, Lennon, John Lennon, rock button, music button.
Eventually,
Frisky 8, iTunes, 4 video, previous iTunes, edit, John iTunes, show artwork, new playlist, volume, play button, list box, John Lennon.
List box, okay.
Visited link, graphic, Lennon legend, iTunes.
Let's see.
John Lennon visited link, Lennon, John Lennon, rock, music, Frisky 8, iTunes,
you gotta
4
be
video,
kinda...
previous iTunes, edit, John Lennon, iTunes, show artwork, new playlist, volume, play button, list box.
You gotta be kind of careful.
Name Imagine Time 304 artist John Lennon price $0.9. Name Instant Karma We All Shine on Time.
So as you can see, it's showing us.
Name Mother Single Edit Time 3. Name Jealous Guy Time 416.
All of the different.
Name Power to the People Time. Name Cold Turkey Time 5.
Wow, this looks like a pretty good album, actually. I'm gonna play this. Okay, I need to go get that track later. In any rate,
name Love Time 320. Name Mind Games Time 414. Artist.
It's reading all of that. Now, let's say I wanted to get that whole album, though. Okay, all I'd have to basically do
previous button
is come over here.
Play button. Next button. Volume. New playlist button.
You know what? I'll go ahead and buy this album, and I'll just show you because this looks like it's a pretty good album.
Show artwork button. iTunes Store. Edit John Lennon.
And I have been wanting some of his stuff, so I'll just buy it. What the heck?
Previous iTunes, 4 videos, iTunes Store, oh, Frisky 81, music button, rock button, John Lennon, Lennon Legend PC, John Virtual PC, iTunes Store, visited link.
So,
John,
I'm in...
Visited link, graphic,
I'm
Lennon
just
Legend,
gonna go
rock
down.
Out, visited link, genre, rock, release 19, by album, release 1990p1997, the copyright of this compilation is owned by EMI Records, LTD, $11.99.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
By album, Lennon Legend, John Lennon button.
So apparently it's saying it's $11. So that's a little bit more than I can afford. I thought it would be about $9, but it's a little more.
Link up this music.
You could give this CD to someone as a gift, which I really don't want to do, but you could.
iTunes review that link up this music.
But
my album, Lennon Legend, John Lennon button.
There's the button. So you just push that, and then you sign in, and then it would let you download it. So that's pretty much how the store works. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Well, that pretty well, I'm going to Alt F4 out of iTunes.
Album, Legend,
that
John
pretty
Lennon
well
button.
Covers how iTunes works with Sony's the new JAWS. I hope that this has been very in-depth and very informative. I know it's been kind of lengthy, but I definitely wanted to give you guys a very, very, very good idea as to how iTunes now worked and show you that it is accessible. Now, one thing I will do real quick, let me bring iTunes back up real quick here. One thing I did not do, which I'll do real quick, I mean, you pretty much know the concept, but I'll do it anyway, just to show you how this is going to work. I'm going to take that song Long December that I just bought. And as soon as my iTunes comes up,
iTunes
there
store.
It goes. Now, I'll be right back. Bear with me one sec. Sorry about that. What I'm going to do, essentially, I had to walk across the room to grab it. What I'm going to essentially do is I'm going to transfer. Now, give me a minute here. Let me get myself resituated. There we are. That cord going down that. Okay. What I'm going to do is I have my iPod here. My little iPod 1 gig shuffle. I'm going to go ahead and pop this thing into the USB port here. Let's see. I just want to be a little stubborn. There it goes. And what I'm going to basically do
iPod Shuffle.
Okay. It landed us at the iPod Shuffle in the source list, so we're going to go back up to music, thus.
Edit. iPod Shuffle.
And I'm just waiting right now for it to,
PC, iPod Shuffle 12 of 28. Edit. iPod Shuffle.
For some reason, music. It's not. There it goes.
Edit.
I'm going to do a search for Long December. Oops.
Land. Edit Long December.
Tab.
List box.
And I'll go down.
Name a Long December artist. Count and Crows album.
Now, applications
context
key.
Menu, edit.
Go to add to playlist.
Add to playlist submenu.
Now look.
Purchased. Book. Purchased.
Well, okay, hang on here.
iPod Shuffle.
iPod Shuffle. Press enter.
Leaving menus. Name a Long December artist. Count and Crows album. Recover into satellites. Track number 13.
And that's really all there is to it. You do that, and then that's pretty much it. Once you do that, it will then move it over to your iPod. It'll sync it, assuming you have auto-sync set up. And you're pretty well good to go.
Menu system.
I'm going to minimize this. And I'm going to unplug my iPod. No reason for me to keep that thing plugged in. One thing I should say is you want to make sure if you're doing this that you do not unplug your iPod while it's trying to sync. But that goes without saying. So anyway, I hope that this has been informative. Let me go ahead and give you all my contact information so that if you'd like to get a hold of me for any questions, you most certainly can. I am a Mac user as well. I do use a Macintosh running Leopard 10.5, so if you have any questions about how iTunes works on the Mac, I can probably help answer those questions for you as well. But at any rate, if you have any questions also about what you've seen today, you're welcome to write me or whatever as well. Okay. My email address is C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, Gilland, which is G as in golf, I-L-L-A-N as in November, D as in Delta, 07, so the number 07 basically, at gmail.com. Again, that's C-L Gilland, so C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, Gilland, G-I-L-L-A-N-D, 07 at gmail.com. If you would like to add me to MSN Messenger, that or Live Messenger, however you want to call it, please do not use this following address to send me email. I mean, if you do, I will get it, but I don't recommend it. It's just my preference, so please, if you can prevent it, please do not send me email to this address. Only use it for MSN. Chris Gilland, all ran together, C-H-R-I-S-G-I-L-L-A-N-D, excuse me, at Carolina, C-A-R-O-L-I-N, as in November, A, dot R-R, dot com. Finally, I do use Skype. My Skype name is Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, 28210. Again, that's Chris, 28210. Well, this is Chris Gillen from Charlotte, North Carolina, signing off of Blind Cool Tech and another podcast. Well done. Hope everybody enjoyed the show, and God bless.